it's not working right now. This is a very, very good defensive team. So, you know, I think they're in a little bit of trouble if they keep going with the game plan that they've enacted so far. And we'll talk to James Hollis about this right now. He is at Snotty Drippin on Twitter, contributor at bballbreakdown.com, realballinsiders.com. And he joins me now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. James, what's cooking?
What is up, man?
It's Hollis, right?
It's James Hollis. You're one of the few people to say it right. I appreciate that.
Well, I did a little research for the show, and then I said, wait, what if the podcast that I'm listening to him on right now, what if they said it wrong? So I should probably just ask him on the air in front of
everybody. You actually researched before you came on the show? I'm going to start doing that. I think I need to start researching before I do a podcast.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, if you get a Jake Chapman, it's really hard to screw that up. But James Hollis with us now. Again, B-Ball Breakdown and RealBallInsiders.com does a really good job. And he's one of the foremost NBA tweeters. He is a pillar of the NBA Twitter community. And he's also a huge Boston Celtics fan and analyst. And James, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes today. I guess first things first, let me ask you this question because I talked about it here in the first hour. Are the Boston Celtics more talented than the Cavaliers?
When you look at it from top to bottom, yes. Of course, the Cavs are very top-heavy with LeBron James. You know, if we were doing a graph, he'd be all the way at the, you know, the top right. And then I think next would be Al Horford coming back down. And then, you know, Love right in that area too. But then after that, it's going to be all Celtics. You know, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier. All these guys are like George Hill. It's crazy that George Hill just last year was supposed to be a big part of a playoff push and got injured for the Jazz, and now he's like he looks like a grandpa out there trying to chase his kids around.
He looks like Sacramento broke his will. That's what he looks like.
You know what? Honestly, I'm kind of a karmic guy, and when you leave a good situation, you leave money everywhere else, and all these winning situations, but you take the big contract to go to a bad team. Maybe bad. It's probably not the best thing for your basketball career. So, yeah, man. Yeah. So it doesn't sound like it, but the Celtics are loaded with more two-way players at the versatile switchy kind of wings. And, you know, Cleveland has the same problem kind of that Toronto did trying to guard Cleveland. They don't have enough of those players.
Has it been the appropriate amount of praise for Brad Stevens? Has it gone a little bit overboard? I know Robert Parrish said the other day, he hadn't even won nothing yet. We all know that he puts his players in a position to succeed, which is what an NBA coach is supposed to do. But are we getting a little carried away with Brad the Genius?
Well, I can see from both sides. On one hand, the guy, like, he made the Rondo trade and somehow stuck it to the playoffs. You know, they were supposed to be a middling team. They got the one seed last year. Like, I get it. You're saying when you're talking about, well, he needs to win something first. You want to see him add things to his resume as far as championships, but at the same time, like, we are watching a guy who far exceeds expectations at every turn with the players he has. So it does kind of do a disservice to the players when everybody's like, oh, he's a genius, Brad Stevens. He's leading a team of – that does a disservice to the players, but he's also, like, I think somebody said on TV, they think he's, like, the best in-game coach right now, and that's fair to say because, sure, Pop has the legacy. And, you know, he has the resume. But, I mean, I don't think if you just said, hey, Pop, take this team right now, how far would you get him? I don't think Pop would have this team where they are right now because it's just different. He's, you know, Pop is it's just different. So, yeah, I can even saying all that, like Brad deserves that kind of praise. It might be a little – people go a little overboard.
James Hollis is with us from bballbreakdown.com. He's on Twitter at Snotty Drippin. That's a good question. I was thinking about this yesterday. Put Brad Stevens, you know, flip Brad Stevens and Ty Lue. Do you expect much different of an outcome in this series?
See, and that's a kind of complex question because do you just say right for the series, all right, you guys switch locker rooms? Because then it's impossible to change what Cleveland is in a couple practices. It's impossible to change what Boston's done in cold practices. I think, you know, it'd be definitely different because we see in-game adjustments that Brad Stevens makes, and
right.
We see that Ty left Kyle Korver on the bench for an extended period in the third while they lost that lead and ended up with a deficit. So that's different. That's the thing that just, you know, Brad Stevens wouldn't do. But, yeah, it wouldn't be markedly different because I think Brad Stevens has done a good job of instilling a certain defensive mindset into the team over the season and over the last couple seasons. while Ty has done the opposite in his team. So now you tell me, give a, you know, switchman being the seasons, yes, I would expect something a little different.
Well, and that's kind of the point I was making, is like, I don't know, Ty Lue has issues, and I don't think anybody's going to question whether or not Brad Stevens is a better coach than Ty, but I don't know how Brad Stevens turns Jordan Clarkson into Jason Tatum, or turns Jordan Clarkson into really anything of use in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, you have to be a miracle worker to take the roster that the Cavaliers have right now and turn it into something much, much better than it is. And so I think, you know, that's kind of the road I'm going down. Like, Brad Stevens is getting a lot of credit, but, you know, is Danny Ainge getting enough credit? Is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are really, really good young players. Terry Rozier is a really good young player. Brad Stevens is getting the most out of them, absolutely, and maybe Ty Lue wouldn't. But, you know, to me, it's just a much more talented roster. It's LeBron and a bunch of dudes, and then you have the Boston Celtics, who is a team of really young, talented players. Let me ask you this. Are you 100% sure Al Horford is the best player on that team? Like, who's the best Celtic? Because I have no idea. I think there's four guys you can make a case for.
Right now, yeah, I say it's Al Horford. It has to be Al Horford.
People don't appreciate how important he is, do they?
That's, I think, my biggest victory lap I'm taking this playoff run. It's epic. Is that the people in Philly, Spike Eskin, I love you, bro. Jay killed Al Horford all year. You know, Ben Dedrick, they killed Al Horford. And you know, just because he dared be good enough that people thought he should be an all-star game. And to see him run circles around Embiid, and, you know, just outthink Embiid and get him out of there in five games was just delicious. The Cleveland guys said that Tristan Thompson owns Al Horford, and, oh, thank God we get to beat up on the Celtics now. And to watch him play as well as he's been playing, you just feel like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Vindicated.
Vindicated. That's the perfect word. Yeah, it's his revenge tour right now. He's just so smart. And so while Tatum's more talented, Jaylen Brown are more talented. Right now, the mental aspect of the game and he just does everything they need. And he's like two or three steps ahead. He's directing guys. Because of that, he's definitely the best player in Boston right now.
All right, let's talk adjustments. What can the Cavs do to get back in the series, and how confident are you? Do you think it's a wrap, or do you think the Cavs come out tonight and throw a haymaker at home?
Any other situation up 2-0, I say it's basically a wrap. But this is a unique situation where the best player is on the other side. The best player is probably arguably the greatest player of all time, in LeBron James. And we've seen he can go. I mean, I remember the Celtics Heat series when he went nuts in game four in Boston. You know, and he just ripped their hearts out. So we know what LeBron's capable of at his peak. We almost saw that peak Bron. I think that the injury where he got hit by Jason Tatum, you know, nothing, it wasn't on purpose, obviously, but I think that kind of derailed what might have been an epic LeBron James. Like, we might have saw a 60-point game last game if that didn't happen and he came back a little shaky, it seemed like. So, but yeah, I definitely think at home, Cleveland's been embarrassed for two games. They're going to come out with blood in their eye. They're going to play harder. They're going to, you know, have a little maybe nasty streak to them, which they haven't had. And Boston's not going to back down. But, you know, this would probably be the first real test, because I think they've, you know, Boston handled them pretty easily the last two games, even with LeBron going nuts in game two. But, yeah, this is definitely the game that I think if Cleveland should win this game.
They should. And look, you can talk about Ty Lue putting them in positions to succeed. I'm just looking for some easy buckets. Try to turn them over a little bit. Get out and run a little bit. Get Tristan Thompson on the floor. Get him some second chance opportunities. They got to make things a little bit easier on themselves, because you let that Boston defense get set. You let Brad Stevens enact what he wants to do. James, you mentioned, you know, the versatile, switchy athleticism of guys like Tatum and Rozier and Brown. And you're just asking for trouble, you know, let alone Horford. You're just asking for trouble if you let that Celtics defense gets set. And if you're running simple sets, like I'm going to force a switch and dump the ball down to Kevin Love, it's very, very easy to defend. And that's like, you know, low hanging fruit for Brad Stevens and the Celtics defense. Before I get you out of here, because you are one of the most well-known Kobe Bryant haters. Have you watched Detail yet? Have you seen any of it?
I have. Yeah, I have. And it's actually really good.
It's good, isn't it? I didn't want to like it, James. It's kind of good.
I shouldn't be surprised. Because here's my thing as the Kobe hater, which is a little bit overblown. It wasn't so much him. It was the people who just prop him up needlessly and actually, like, tear down Pau Gasol to make him look better and try to thrust him in every conversation you have about other great players. That gets annoying. So, but, yeah, man, Kobe's a smart guy. And that detail show is, like, it's interesting to hear a scorer of his caliber taking on and breaking down other players' games. So, it's a pretty cool idea, man.
I know, but here's the thing. Like, he couldn't have done the show without Shaq. I mean, you know that, right? Like, Shaq
is... He's riding coattails, man.
He's a coordinating producer, very obviously. All right, James, appreciate a couple minutes, man. Be well. He's on Twitter, at Snotty Drippin. Make sure you check out all his stuff at bballbreakdown.com and realballinsiders.com. See you, James.
Thanks for having me on, brother.
All right, you got it. There he is, James Holis from Twitter, at Snotty Drippin is his name on Twitter, and then from bballbreakdown.com. When we come back, we'll put a wrap on this Cavs conversation for a little bit. We'll get back into it there in the 2 o'clock hour. Cole Zwicker is going to join us to talk a little Cavs draft. I'm an NBA draft nerd, so I can't wait to get into that. We'll take your calls, 216-578-0092. I want to know what kind of adjustments you guys are looking for the Cavaliers to make tonight. How confident are you? 6.5-point favorites, is that a little bit much? What do the Cavs need to do to get back into the series? And if they do win tonight, is it a whole new ball game? Or are you still nervous about the way Boston has essentially handled the Cavaliers through the first two games? We will also get into, in the 1 o'clock hour, the Browns on Hard Knocks, the gambling decision that came down earlier this week. Plenty more to come. 216-578-0092. Hop on board. You can always tweet at me, at Jake Chapman, 92.3 The Fan, as well, here on 92.3 The Fan.